We are Quixie 98.3, and on the phone with us this morning, a woman who has had every kind of animal waste on her you could possibly imagine, but she does it out of love. It's Mary Key from Nolan River Wildlife. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm so excited about all the stuff that's been going on.
Now, you guys have been on operation for how long now?
I'm going to say about 5 years.
Do you have a record as to how many animals you have helped rescue, nurture, and then been released back to the wild?
We counted about 200, around 200 last year, and we've grown quite a bit. It doubles every year, so, you know, I don't have an exact record. And then just Boone and Twister are two that are going to stay with us.
I was going to say, there's kind of become a mascot, one guy who has won my heart over, and I think everybody that's ever met him, he becomes their best friend, and that's Boone the raccoon. Now, explain why he is a permanent resident there.
He has, he was born with a brain, damage, I guess, in a, called cerebellar hypoplasia, where the back of his brain didn't develop like it should have. And I guess his mom probably pushed him out of the nest, and somebody's lab brought him up to their owner. And we didn't know there was an issue until he was old enough to start walking. And then we realized he wasn't doing like he should. So that's how we got him. And of course, it makes him so he can't walk. He's got it goes from mild to severe. Cats get it, dogs, people. And his is pretty severe, so he can't walk on his own. He can paddle around and roll, but he doesn't walk.
And I have personally held Boone and helped feed him, and he is the sweetest, most kind creature ever, and he has a best friend out there.
Oh yeah, he does. And it's kind of rare for a raccoon to be as sweet as he is, and he's old enough to have gone through the period where they get mean, but I think just the mixture of being handled so much and being neutered, of course, has made him exceptional. But yeah, his best friend is Benton, who is the Pyrenees. The other animals don't really have much to do with Boone, so Benton just, I don't know what it is, they just love each other. Every time I set Boone out in the yard, Benton, here he comes, and he lays down beside him, and if the dogs start barking and going nuts, he stands over them, like, to guard them. So it's been that's been wonderful. I can go in and out of the house without worrying that Boone's not safe.
Now, Boone's been able to get a little more mobile lately, thanks to some really ingenious kids. Tell me how that all came about.
I saw the wheelchairs for the animals online, and I looked into it, and it was above my ability. It was too much, too expensive to pay for one. So I called Central Hardin and asked Tim Isaacs if they had a class that would maybe want to build a wheelchair. And so he contacted Russ Pike, who's got an engineering class, and those kids were so receptive and unbelievable. And it was so fun. They would we would take Boone in, and they would say, okay, we need to adjust this, that, and the other. And I'd come back again, and they'd made all these modifications, and he adores it, and his whole life is so much better because of it.
And that has gotten him a degree of notoriety and celebrity. I know we've talked about him before. He's been on TV lately, but he even hit People.com just this week.
I know. Isn't that the craziest thing? He's my little cash cow right now. Hopefully increase donations here, because that'll be huge for us.
In addition to Boone, there are a lot of other animals that are getting care out there that will eventually be released. Who are some of the other residents who are just taking up temporary space there until they're old enough and well enough to leave?
We've got four beautiful fox kits, and they were orphaned. We've had them for about 3 weeks. We've got 5 baby possums. We had 9, but they were in the mom for quite a while before she was dead for quite a while before they were taken out. So they're hard to keep alive when they're that little and that the milk's been tainted. But we've got 5 of them still. We've got 3 squirrels that are doing great, and then 1 squirrel that might not be releasable. We're kind of waiting to see. 1 blind horse and Twister, the other non-releasable possum. We're getting ready to. Oh, and Adeline. We've got a raccoon that is young, and she'll be releasable. But we're getting ready to, baby season starts at about right now. We're getting some trickling in, but come May, we'll be lambs. So we're getting ready for that.
Mary, of course, you guys are a nonprofit organization, but there is an expense involved with taking care of these animals. How can folks help out?
They can go on our website, NolanRiverWildlife.com, and donate and know that it's going to 100% go to the animals. There's all kinds of dreams we'd love to have. Right now, most of the money just goes to food.
All right, that is Mary Key from Nolan River Wildlife. And if you've seen any of the videos about the fine work that they're doing, you'll be very impressed. But the one that really always seems to catch people's eye and is getting truly international attention lately is Boone the raccoon. And he is just adorable and lovable. And his best friend is a great big dog.
Thank you so much for the opportunity to get our message out there.
All right. You're very welcome, Mary. And we are Quixie 98.3.